WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
No hip-hop collection in recent memory was more eagerly anticipated than the Wu-Tang Clan's new double CD, Wu-Tang Forever. It's the second release from this nine-man group from Staten Island, New York. They took hip-hop in a new direction on their 1993 debut, which combined gangster rap sternness with melodies of cinematic lushness. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Wu-Tang Forever.
Shades, rhyme grenades, raid the airwaves, cast this rap page. I glide like hovercrafts on the Everglades. Bull master with the faster blade, track slasher. Manufacture bones to microphones, bones fracture. Limited edition composition, spark friction, non-fiction. The calm bomb, keep your arm distance. Zero tolerance, dominant intelligence. Who original, true colors stem from the melanin. The most high, most try to get close by and overthrow I, but choke with their hopes up high. I circulate the tri-state and vibrate beyond the Richter. Fly sister flock when they spot this live nigga. The crowd seduce a black your third eye before I lose your verbal high. Leave styes in the eyes of Medusa. Top 10, probably like Cochran. It's Sharpton, narrow margin. Or your odds and darts the marksman. Murder rap, kill your soul like Roberta Flack. Words attack like a British bulldog. Observe the stats.
If you spin through the 27 cuts on Wu-Tang Forever in one sitting, you emerge exhilarated, exhausted, enlightened, and not a little depressed. For a comparable portrait of hard times in African-American urban existence, you have to go back to the earliest rap records and Public Enemy, or beyond that to Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye at their most achingly aware. As reportage, Wu-Tang Forever is both eloquent and angry. As music, it achieves a hard beauty, an ugly grandeur.
Yo, fusion of the five elements, the search for the higher intelligence. Women walk around celibate, living irrelevant, the most benevolent king. Communicating through your dreams, mental pictures been painted, a loss heard and seen everywhere. Throughout your surrounding atmosphere, troposphere, thermosphere, stratosphere. Can you imagine for one single idea? Everything appeared here, understanding makes my truth crystal clear. Innocent black immigrants locked in housing tenements, 85% tenants dependent, welfare recipients. Stable tips been stamped as a concentration camp. At night I walk through third eyes, bright as a street lamp. Electric micros, robotic probes, taking telescope pictures of the globe. Babies getting pierced with microchips stuffed inside the earlobes. Then examinated, blood contaminated, vaccinated, lies fabricated, exaggerated, authorization, food and drug administration, testing poison in prison population. My occupation is to stop the inauguration of Satan. Some claim that it was rating, so I come to slay men like Bartholomew, because every particle is physical, article is diabolical to the last visible molecule. A space night like bomb, consume planets like Unicron, blasting photons.
It's been 4 years since the last Wu-Tang release, but in the meantime, five members released solo albums, each of which was a hit, and one of which, Liquid Swords, was some kind of sonic masterpiece. Like George Clinton's numerous Parliament Funkadelic spin-offs, the Wu-Tang Clan is its own cult and its own marketing strategy. And like P-Funk, it has a guiding intelligence, that of its primary producer, who goes by the name of the RZA. The RZA combines stark hip-hop beats with the dreamy flow of movie soundtrack scores. The group takes its name from one of the Asian martial arts films they love, and one of the best cuts here uses the title of a John Woo film, A Better Tomorrow.
Yo, this goes for all my brothers and sisters locked down, for all my peoples incarcerated, for those who ain't make it. Yo, in the housing, thousands seen early grades. Victims of worldly ways, memory stays engraved. All my live brothers is locked down with high numbers. The young hunger blind to these lies, they die younger. In this new world, the order slaughter men, women, and children. 10 feet gates surround the building, keep us sealed in. The project, life was like a Vietnam vet. Constant war, sever threats of enemy conquest. Quicken cops comb my building complex, that's in the rumble. Streets are like a jungle, can't let my cipher crumble. Vivid thoughts, devils resort to trick knowledge. They kick garbage, lust for chicks and quick dollars. I know the pain the game bring, I did the same thing. Spaced out in the staircase, performing a sting. It's hard to keep control, I bless those who seek a scroll. Trying to reach a whole nation and break the sleeper hold. Not a role model, I walk a hard road to follow. I sold bottles of sorrow, then chose poems and novels. The gospel was told, some souls will swallow whole. Mentally they fold.
old, and they eventually sold the life and times. Deadly like the virus designed, but too minute to dilute the scientist's mind.
You can't party your life away,
drink your life away,
smoke your life away,
your life away,
dream your life away,
scheme your life away,
cause your seeds grow up the same way. A voice cries from the
profane language and violent imagery that suffuses Wu-Tang Forever can be heard as the result of African-American men raised in routinely horrific contemporary circumstances. Some of this is repellent, especially the misogyny that surfaces like a shark in too many songs. I'm not going to offer any sort of high-minded justification for it, other than to note that at the very start of this collection, the group acknowledges its own awareness of the problem.
These things just took over me. Just took over my whole body. I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what? In a summer when many of the movie blockbusters have proven noisy and empty, Wu-Tang Forever is a pop culture exception, the musical equivalent of John Woo's Face Off, noisy and full, bursting its boundaries with livid images and ideas. Now playing on every city street corner, it's the summer blockbuster you don't have to wait in line for.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.